like the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Hold tight the skies, dark like the way. They turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has beautifully stated, "Last night I saw something strange. A man from my ummah who was crossing the bridge of Sirat, dragging himself and sometimes crawling on his knees. Meanwhile, the Salat, the Durood Sharif, that he sent on me arrived. It made him stand up on the bridge to the extent that he crossed the bridge." Salli ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba and welcome to all the viewers of Madani Channel to this beautiful and wonderful series known as The Keys to an Islamic Lifestyle. And so far in this series, we've covered the power of intention, we've covered how should one be grateful, gratitude in Islam, etc. And inshallah, today we'll be learning about, or this is episode 5, and we'll be learning about managing anger the prophetic way, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His mercy, we desire to be forgiven, and countess of salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Islam does not deny anger. Islam disciplines it. Every person here gets angry at something. That something goes against his mizaj or something goes against his liking, and he tends to get angry. Now, Islam does not say that you're not allowed to get angry at all. But Islam teaches us on which things should we get angry on and which things should we not get angry on. Like if someone says something against Islam or against any Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam or anything, obviously it's going to anger us. If someone says anything against or related to Sharia, it is necessary actually that a person, a Muslim, must get angry at such a thing. But if someone does something that you did not like, maybe he said something to you that you did not like, and this is not Islamic related, it was something related to your attire, or he made fun of your facial features or something. Now, this is when Islam stops you to get angry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions in the glorious Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. They are those who spend in the path of Allah in prosperity and adversity, and who restrain anger and forgive people, and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, if you ponder on this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people who restrain their anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people who forgive people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares that they are beloved to Him. It says here that, and the righteous people are the beloveds of Allah. Who are these righteous people? Those who refrain from anger, and those people who forgive others. They spend in the path of Allah, obviously for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. He declares that they are beloved to Him, Azza wa Jalla, wa Jalla Shanuhu. Now, in here, it shows that anger is not a weakness. Anger is not a weakness. It is something that one should control when it needs to be controlled. In some situations, as I mentioned earlier, that it is has become necessary now to get angry. But in some situations when it is not Islamic but personal, that's when one should restrain his anger. And looking at this ayat, then the one who restrains his anger in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to love that person. That person becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal continues and mentions in the glorious Quran, and this is something about whispers of shaitan. Allah azza wa jal says, and O listener, if a whisper from Satan, from shaitan, provokes you, so immediately seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is all hearing, all knowing. Now, Satan whispers many things in one's ear. Don't perform salah, don't fast, don't give zakat, have jealousy, have hatred, be egoistic or have ego. But one of the things that shaitan also whispers is anger. Anger is one of shaitan's strongest whispers. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately tells us to seek refuge by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that if you seek refuge in Allah immediately, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to protect you from the whispers of shaitan. It's narrated from Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "The strong is not the one who overcomes people by his strength, but the strong is the one who controls himself while in anger." Subhanallah. This hadith sharif is a foundation and a baseline to teach us that one should refrain from anger. Why? Because strong is not the one who can put a person down or can show the next person he's bigger, stronger, healthier, whatever, or that if they get into some battle or fight, he can put him down, strangle him, maybe hold him or anything. Strength or true strength comes when a person is able to control his anger. And these are the beloved words of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, upon this, each person must reflect that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am your bondsman. I know what is right, what is wrong, because you mentioned it clearly in the glorious Quran. At this moment, if I get angry, so example, something happens, reflection now. At this moment, Ya Allah, I want to get angry, or I'm becoming angry on so and so thing. Someone is arguing with you, someone is saying things to you that are not to your liking, and now you're starting to get angry. Now comes the real test. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, am I getting angry because he's saying things against Islam? Or am I getting angry because he is pointing fingers on my personal life or on my personal matters? Or at the end of the day, Ya Allah, am I doing it out of ego? That who is this person to shout me? Who is this person to get angry at me? Or am I doing it to protect Islam's honor and dignity? Immediately you'll realize that this person is saying something to me alone on a personal level, and I'm getting angry because it's hurting my ego, that this person is calling me stupid, this person is calling me dumb, for example, and Ya Allah, I'm not dumb, I'm not stupid. Am I still allowed to get angry at him? No, because this is not an Islamic matter, this is a personal matter. And at this moment, the one who restrains himself from anger will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And each person knows that to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to be a pious person. And among piety comes those people who control their anger. We need to ask ourselves every day, for some reason I get angry on so and so person, someone is younger, someone is older. Am I doing that because of Islam or on a personal level? This reflection is necessary when you get angry. Sayyidina Abu Darda radhiallahu anhu stated, and this is such a beautiful hadith sharif, that what happens when you control your anger? What do you gain in controlling your anger? You become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what else is there? Sayyidina Abu Darda radhiallahu anhu beautifully says that, I humbly asked, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me of such an act that will make me enter paradise, that will make me enter Jannah. Who is asking? A Sahabi Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that a companion radhiyallahu anhu is asking Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about such an act that can lead him or them to Jannah. Remember, all of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are qat'i jannati. They all are destined to go to Jannah. Now this question, him asking that, what can I do to get Jannah? Although he's already a Jannati, this is to teach the beloved ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Now, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, La taghbab walaka al-jannah. That do not get angry, then Jannah is for you. We learned from Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people and praises those people who control their anger. And on this side, from the beloved words and beloved mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is giving glad tidings that do not get angry, then Jannah is for you. How easy is it to control one's anger? This differs from person to person. Now the person must look at his mizaj. What type of personality do I have? Am I always someone who's very fussy or someone who gets very angry quickly? Or am I someone who gets angry very late? On this, then a person needs to constantly train himself. How can he restrain himself from getting angry? It is stated in Kanzul Ummal, the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, whoever has the ability and power to express his anger, but he controls it, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his heart with his pleasure. Yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be pleased with that person. And that person will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on one side, from Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises those people who restrain their anger and they become beloved to Allah. On one side, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that that person gets Jannah, whosoever does not get angry. Meaning, do not get angry, then Jannah is for you. Glad tidings of Jannah for those people who don't get angry. And here again, we are not only going to get praised by Allah, those people who refrain from anger, who restrain and control their anger. I make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal that everyone watching, including myself, must restrain our anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the one who controls his anger. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave glad tidings of Jannah for that person who controls his anger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be pleased with that person on the day of judgment, and he will be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a great glad tiding for the one who controls his anger. If this is not enough, if this does not satisfy one to not get angry, then what else will? Because pleasure of Allah, praises of Allah is through all of the actions that are mentioned in the Quran and the beloved hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A beautiful lesson from Sahih Muslim is narrated that Sayyidina Abu Mas'ud Ansari radhiyallahu anhu said, and this story will teach us how important it is to protect oneself from anger. He radhiyallahu anhu said, I was disciplining my servant, then I heard a voice behind me. O Abu Mas'ud, you should be aware that Allah Azza wa Jal has more power over you than you have over him. I turned around and it was the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I humbly stated, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Huwa hurrun li wajhillah. He is freed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you had not done so, you would have been burnt in the hellfire, or he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fire of hell would have touched you. That if he did not free that slave and continue to discipline that slave, then he was going to be burnt in the hellfire. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the fire of hell would have touched you. Which means that even in the terms of disciplining someone or teaching someone, we are not allowed to get angry at him or hit him, or we should have a soft mizaj, a soft, how do you say this, a soft personality, that one should learn how to refrain from anger and learn how to forgive people. Now, a domestic example. Many viewers right now who are watching have siblings, family members, either married at home. It is said that the wife of a person once added too much of salt in the food. And this is a very common thing, where husbands, when they eat food and they see that the wife put extra salt in the food became too salty or less salty, then they start getting angry towards the wife. They start shouting the woman, etc. But this story is going to teach you that why should one refrain from anger? And such a small good deed can lead you to way. How successful can that person become in dunya and akhirah? It is said that the wife of a person once added too much of salt in the food. He got very furious, but managed to control his anger, thinking, I'm a human being as well. She's also a human being. I make mistakes. She makes mistakes. So in this situation, he did not do anything to her. And he thought to himself, if I treated her harshly today due to her mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might also punish me for my sins on the day of judgment. Therefore, he overlooked this mistake without telling his wife anything. The food became salty. He got angry. It's human nature to get angry. If you don't get angry, then the human nature is, there's something different. Every person gets angry. The thing is how you control your anger. And here he controlled his anger by not exposing it to her that she put too much of salt, not screaming at her, not shouting at her, not mocking her cooking. Now, after this man passed away, after his demise, someone saw him in a dream and asked, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? He replied, torments, punishment were about to be inflicted upon me due to the abundance of my sins. But when Allah Almighty said, my bond woman had added too much of salt in the food and you had forgiven her mistake, I also forgive you today in return for that act of kindness. It is a Hadith Sharif. Whoever restrains his anger on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will save him from torment. Pondering upon this beautiful story, let's say a moral of the story, that small good actions can lead to great outcomes. Remember, Allah does not look at your face, your height, your color, your actions. Allah looks at the intention of that action. He did not show his anger to the wife because he understood, I'm human, I make mistakes. She's human, she also makes mistakes. He forgave her in the end. Small action, small good deed. But what Allah did? Allah completely forgave his sins. It's stated in Ihya al-Ulum, a man was making dua to Allah. Ya Allah, I do not have any wealth to donate in sadaqah, in charity. All I have is that I have forgiven any Muslim in advance who would show disrespect to me. Allahu Akbar. No one has yet done anything to him. And he's making dua in the court of Allah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, mere paas to kuch nahi. Mere paas maali nahi hai sadqa ke liye. I have no money. I have nothing. I can't give sadqa, charity. But the only thing that I have, Ya Allah, is that I have forgiven any Muslim in advance who would show disrespect to me. The Holy Rasul, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, received a revelation. Unko wahi aayi. We have forgiven this bondsman. Subhanallah. This man didn't even pass away. This man didn't even do anything big. He forgave people who did not do anything to him as yet. But even if they did, he forgave those people in advance. And wahi was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this person has been forgiven. Subhanallah. These stories and these waqiyat, they should be an mind opener and a heart opener. That Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, at the end of the day, I'm human being, I also get angry. Things happen against my mizaj, my personality, my personal things. If it's against Islam, I will get angry. But Ya Allah, if it's not against Islam, I will refrain from it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you among His beloveds, inshaAllah. Azza wa Jalla. Just one beautiful waqiyah, inshaAllah, we'll conclude. Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, once took a house on rent. Just adjacent to his house, there was the house of a Jew. That Jew, due to his spite and malice, used to throw dirty water and filth in the blessed house of Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, through a drain. But he, rahimahullah, used to remain silent. And then one day that person humbly asked Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi, "Don't you have any problem with the filth that passes through my drain?" Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "Gently, whatever filth enters my home through the drain, I simply sweep it out." The Jew humbly asked, "Don't you get angry despite so much trouble?" Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "I do. What I mentioned earlier, we human beings, we do get angry, and he also gets angry." Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi replied, "I do get angry, but I restrain it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, 'And who restrain anger and who pardon men and virtuous people are dear to Allah.'" Having listened to this, immediately that Jew embraced Islam. Subhanallah. Nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. Subhanallah. Then just by the small action of not showing anger, this Jew embraced Islam. Remember, anger restrained, anger that is restrained becomes salvation. Forgiveness becomes protection. Silence becomes light on the day of judgment. A man crossed the Sirat, another earned Jannah, another was saved from hellfire, another was forgiven before standing for reckoning, and another caused a heart to enter Islam, all through controlling anger. A person who controls his anger has the power of everything in his hands. The one who controls his anger becomes beloved to Allah, becomes beloved to people. They say this person is very forbearing and forgiving. If he does something, we will overlook it in the future. This is just an example to motivate us that anger is such a thing that will protect you from lifelong problems and lifelong regrets. A very beautiful thing comes to mind. No one ever regretted remaining silent, but many regretted showing anger. Subhanallah. That people who remain silent, man samata najah, the one who remains silent gains salvation. But what about the one who shows anger? There is hellfire for him. There is sins for him. At the moment one is angry, immediately ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Make wudu or drink water. If you are standing, sit down. If you are sitting, lay down. Perform salah. Perform two nafil. Ask Allah for maaf. That Ya Allah azawajal, I'm getting angry on something that I'm not supposed to get angry on. Ya Allah, I ask you for help. Allah will help you, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to restrain our anger and forgive us for his sake. And may we live upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jai khatamin nabiyyin. Salli wa al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Tight the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Tight the keys that light the way, they turn each moment into blessed sway. Keys to an Islamic lifestyle.